What a great spring day this has been across eastern New York and western New England. It does feel a little bit like summer today, with temperatures climbing up well into the 70s. A few spots have hit the 80-degree mark. Burlington, Vermont hit 80 for the first time this year yesterday, and once again today, Burlington did reach the 80-degree mark. And looking ahead to the holiday weekend, it looks like the Burlington area will be the warmest across all of our area over the next few days. So Burlington could make a run at 80, or at least be close to 80 over the next 3 days. For the rest of us, temperatures will take a bit of a step back for the holiday weekend. It's still going to be very pleasant, but it's just not going to be quite as warm as it has been today. There is a little bit of a wrinkle with this holiday weekend forecast. It's something that I mentioned yesterday. It's a ribbon of rain that is likely to impact portions of our area tonight into the day tomorrow. It still looks like I-90 is a reasonable northern edge of this particular area of rain. So it's basically areas along and south of I-90 that'll have the best chance to see some rain tonight into the day tomorrow. In those areas, it'll be cooler tomorrow, where it's rainy all day. Temperatures will be largely in the 60s. Across the far north, we're looking at a blend of clouds and sunshine, and temperatures that will be well up into the 70s. Right in the middle, the capital region, it looks like the Albany area will have at least a chance for some rain tonight into the day tomorrow. Clouds will linger through most of the day, and then we should see some late day clearing. I'll target highs in the low 70s tomorrow, but that's really going to depend upon how much rain versus how much sun. And then on Sunday, we're all going to be dry. It'll be a pleasant day with a blend of clouds and sun. Temperatures should be largely in the 70s on Sunday. Again, it could be close to 80 in the Burlington area. And for Monday, the weather is looking pleasant as well. Temperatures should be largely in the 70s with a close run at 80 again across the Burlington area. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, lows in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, it'll be mild with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, especially along and south of I-90, lows in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, especially along and south of I-90, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, possible thunder, a low around 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, possible thunder, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, a low of 55 to 60. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, drying out late with some clearing, highs in the low 70s. Region-wide on Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, pleasant, with highs in the 70s. And on Monday, partly sunny and comfortable, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.